I first got involved with Iditarod in the, I would say the mid-90s, and that's when I started doing some volunteering. And then I started running and training dogs, as I said before. And then I decided that I wanted to run in 2004, but then I had the opportunity to lease a team in 2003, and so decided to do that instead. One of my most memorable Iditarod experiences was when I was going through the Solomon blowhole along the coast and got into a ground blizzard where it was really hard to see the markers. I was looking for markers and looking for the tripods. And I got through that, and then I got into the hills after that, and I ended up doing what's called a good old barrel roll down the mountain. I managed to hold on to my sled, and once I was able to stop the sled and get the dogs lined out again, was able to finish. But I had a bit of a knee injury. I tore out my PCL, which is in the knee. It's not something that requires surgery, but it was a little bit sore by the time I got in, but I was able to finish, so I was grateful for that. Knowing this is the 50th Iditarod race makes me feel confident that there will be many more, because it really has been difficult to put together a race like this for 50 years in a row, so it's pretty amazing. So I feel just hopeful that they'll be able to continue. What I know for sure in life is that nothing is for certain. That's really, really what I know.